Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 24th of December, recording at 4:36 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Predictably following Wall Street's soft close yesterday, we had the Asian stock markets drift a little lower today, and I see Australia was an exception, Asia-Pacific. And we also had the European stock markets, for the most part, edge a little lower today. Sweden was an exception. Nope, Sweden was closed today. Most of them were closed today, actually. UK was down 39 points on the FTSE index. And Wall Street still trading, but near the close, and up 52 in the Dow. Modest gains across the boards of about 0.5%. In other stories, precious metals bouncing in here today, and gold is at 847.30 as I speak. U.S. dollar is a little bit easier, but off its lows of the day. And a little bit of profit taking in long-dated U.S. treasuries. U.K. gilts were quite firm here again today. And industrial commodities pretty well weaker across the boards. Okay, but it's a quiet day, obviously, as you'd expect on the 24th of December. So, what can we expect going forward? Well, now, my bigger audio I recorded yesterday, so I go into more detail. If you are interested in those views, then that's there for you. It's a 30-minute broadcast. So I'm just going to do a very brief summary here today. And the obvious point is that investors are clearly quite nervous. Most stock market indices, however, remain in ranges following the climactic selling that we saw into October. Therefore, the reversion to the mean process in terms of the declining 200-day moving averages is continuing. A majority of people feel that stock markets will go a bit lower in here. And I have posted a piece by Robini, or it was an interview with Robini from the Financial Times here today, or Rubini. And in it, it's quite interesting because we've heard people talk about a depression in terms of the U.S. economy. He does not expect that, although he does expect stock market indices to move 15 to 20% lower across the globe. Well, as I've said, obviously forecasting to what extent anticipated economic events have already been factored into the stock market is an art rather than a science. And what I would point out is, while the bad news is very well known, very clear, we certainly are going to see further economic weakness at least in the first quarter of 2009, and probably at least in the first half of 2009. Company profits are likely to be lower. There will be some more cuts in dividends. So that's pretty well known, but we don't want to lose sight of the fact that the building blocks for a bottoming out base building phase and significant stock market recovery are moving steadily into place. As a matter of fact, they are mostly in place. So what are those building blocks? Well, we need to have extremely low interest rates, which we certainly have. We need to have substantial liquidity thrown into the system, which has certainly taken place, although the velocity of money, as we've discussed before, remains very low, but that's a factor of sentiment or consequence of sentiment. And inflationary pressures are low and declining. It's another building block for the next bull market run. And lastly, valuations are much improved. Now, could valuations get better and perhaps considerably better? Yes, of course they could. Will valuations become even more attractive in the weeks and months ahead? That's an unknown. My guess is that some will and some won't, but it's really a factor of sentiment. The points that interest me, and I don't know, and neither does anyone else. But what we do know is that if we look at the charts, that the Robini forecast cannot take place unless we see breaks beneath the early December lows, as I've mentioned previously on many occasions. And that would open the door to a test of the range lows by stock market indices. And if the range lows are taken out, then that opens the door to further weakness in stock markets, whether it's just a little drift or the 15 to 20% forecast by some. But first, they've got to break those early December lows. Now, are they going to do that or not? I don't know. But I will know how to interpret it if we do see that. And more importantly, I would know how to. We would all know how to interpret new closing lows for global stock market indices. Meanwhile, to repeat myself, the building blocks for a base building phase prior to the next bull market are pretty well in place. And therefore, it is certainly not inconceivable that the current ranging activity that we are seeing actually is base formation development. My hunch is that if that's the case, we are still in for a fairly lengthy period of base formation development. Now, looking ahead to 2009, I don't doubt, as I've already said, that the economic news will get better, at least in the first, or get worse, rather. Let me repeat that. Looking ahead to 2009, I don't doubt it that the economic data will get worse before it gets better. But I think that we will see far more optimism returning in 2009 than we saw in 2008. So I would not want to be despondent, and I am not despondent about prospects for next year. And have a look at the ArcelorMittal fundamental ratios, which I have posted in comment of the day today. I mean, this is a stunningly attractive fundamental valuation for a stock that is still in its overall downtrend, but is cheap, 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 and does show at least the early evidence of base formation development. Now, the other thing I want to mention is that I have said before that I think that the dollar has seen no more than a technical rally in here. It may range around for a while near current levels, but I do think that overall the dollar's trend is to retrace, or will be to retrace, more of those gains that were seen during that July into mostly through November strong rally that we actually saw. And precious metals, well, gold has shown relative strength for sure, and I think all the precious metals could produce some bullish surprises. Well, some people are talking I'm gold up quite substantially. I think the biggest bullish surprise in the precious metal sector will be platinum, which is very undervalued relative to the others, in my view. Have a look at the platinum gold ratio, which I've also posted in today's comment. And I think that's pretty much it, except that again, I remind you, if you want to hear a more detailed assessment of markets, then listen to yesterday's audio. And at this stage, I would just like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. And if not, just have a wonderful time doing whatever it is that you're doing. And also to say that our CLI office is closed on Christmas Day, and it's also closed this coming Friday, which is the Boxing Day holiday in the UK. But I will be back on Monday. And I should also mention, of course, that the library never rests and will be updated continuously. Some markets will be trading tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.